Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 173 for Monday, December 7th. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were mostly lower Monday morning as large supplies countered the supportive influence of a weaker Canadian dollar. Canola was up $1 to down $2, most months lower. The January contract down $2 at $472.20 per ton. Traders are still contemplating Friday's surprising StatsCan production report, which pegged the country's canola crop at 17.2 million tons. That was well above trade guesses and would mark the second largest crop ever. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil contributed to the early declines in canola. However, the Canadian currency is trading at its weakest levels in 11 years this morning, just above 74 cents. That helps boost domestic crush margins and makes exports more attractive to international buyers. Ideas that solid end-user demand will help work through the larger stocks also helped underpin the futures. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are lower, while wheat is mostly higher. Soybeans down 3 to 6 cents, the January contract down 5 at 9.01 per bushel. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand report on Wednesday, and positioning ahead of that report was behind some of today's activity, with many industry participants of the opinion that the production estimates will rise. Ideas that the recent rally in soybeans was starting to look overdone also weighed on prices, while the relatively favorable South American crop conditions contributed to the softer tone. Corn is down 3 to 5 cents, the March contract down 5 at 376 per bushel. Chart-based selling was a feature in corn as prices ran into resistance to the upside. The recent strength was also said to be bringing in more farmer selling. Wheat was down a penny to up 3 cents, the March contract in Chicago up 2 cents at 486 per bushel. Speculative short covering remained a feature in wheat as the futures continued to see a corrective bounce off of their nearby lows. However, ample world supplies and poor export demand limited the upside potential. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, December 7th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Warkentin.